Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Avodah Zorah, Daf Nun Zayin. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you're not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our home page. If you are already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the Daf before the Shiur. And even better, order your personal volume of this Maseches. Our address is gmarkings@gmail.com. As we turn our attention to the upper part of Daf Nun Zayin, we will notice a diamonded expression, 6 lines from the top, Hahu Uvda. The diamond is a series marking, as are all the geometric forms in our marking system. The series began on the previous Amid, on Nun Vav Amid Beis, and we indicated there that each diamond represents the opening of an incident from which halachas concerning Yayin Nesech can be determined. As far as this sugya is concerned, the topic heading that we've assigned to it is Mago Shelo B'Kavona, contact with wine, physical contact with wine, Gentile contact with wine, without intention of doing nisuch, of stirring the wine or splattering the wine for idolatrous purposes. Hahu uvdo dahava b'biram. Biram is the name of a place. There was an incident in Biram. Dahavu oived kechavim dahav kosolik b'dikla. A Gentile was once climbing up a palm tree, the icy luliva, and he brought a lulav. In other words, he went to climb the palm tree, took a lulav, we'll call it a branch or a shoot of the palm tree. Behadi de konochis, on his way down, noga beresha dululiva, he touched with the tip of the lulav. With the tip of the lulav, he touched bechamra, wine, shelo bekavona, without having yayin nesech intent, idolatrous intent, which involves stirring the wine or splattering the wine as service to the avodah zarah, to the idol. Sharye Rav lizvune loyve kechavim. Rav said that the wine is not totally prohibited. This wine can be sold to other Gentiles. Amrulei Rav Kanav Ravasi the Rav. These two rabbis addressed Rav and asked, V'homor hu di Amar, Tinoik ben Yoimoi hu oise yayinesech, that a day-old child is capable of producing yayinesech, of creating the prohibition of wine. In other words, a tinok ben yomo represents non-intent. He's a child, he's an infant. And yet the contact between the infant and the wine, the Gentile infant and the wine, creates prohibition, a total prohibition. Yayin Nesef is something forbidden to benefit from. So you see from that halacha of Rav that there's no need for intent, and still the wine becomes prohibited. So why is it that in the case of the contact with the tip of the lulav that was held by the Gentile, is Rav willing to say that the wine may be sold? Omar lehu, Amor di Amriano b'shtia. When I said there was any problem with the wine, that was with regard to the actual drinking of it, for a Jew to drink it. Behano mi Amri, did I say as far as prohibiting it from any form of benefit? No. If there's mago shelo b'kavona, even though one in fact cannot drink it, just like his halacha of tinok ben yomo si ayinesef, that's with regard to the allowance of it being drunk by a Jew. However, the Jew is allowed to sell it and benefit from the money received. Gufa. At this point, we have a new geometric form. Gufo represents a Gemara that will be quoting from that which was said before, and now the Gemara wants to analyze it closely. The geometric form and topic heading is featured in the outside margin, the Nosei Mivneh. Shtei Sugyois, one, Goy Koton Ben Yomo Osi Ayin Esech. And the second topic will be featured a little bit later. You can see in the in this particular note, under the Mivneh, you have number 2, Halokeach Eved Mibein Hagoyim, Al Pi Shemoloi V'Tovlo Oisei Ayin Esech. These two topics are featured in the upcoming Gemara. We have a Mivneh noting, a note, namely the triangle that appears, Kushios Al Rav. The Rav will open up each section with Rav, and later on we'll see Shmuel, Rav Nachman or Shmuel, opening up the second sugya. So in the first sugya, the triangles, the regular triangles will represent kushyos al-rav, and the inverted triangle will represent a response, tshuvos. The second sugya, the number 2, is halokeach eved mibein hagoyim, one who purchases a slave from Gentiles, afapisha molu v'tovlu, even though he was circumcised and went to the mikveh for the purpose of establishing his Eved status, of Jewish slave status. Eved is a certain category. He's not a full-fledged Jew, but nevertheless he's not considered a Gentile. He is an Eved. And in order to enter Eved status, one has to go through Mila and Tvila. So the second topic features a case of an Eved purchased from Gentiles. Even though he went through Mila and Tvila, he still is problematic in the sense that he could create Yayin Nesech. That sugya too will be analyzed with questions and responses featured with triangles with colored tips to distinguish it from the first sugya that we will encounter. There's a very special structure that is characteristic of this particular Gemara, and this we noted with our comment in the inside margin. There's a he'ora, and you see that's a note, shtei sugyos elu magiois lemaskonois hafuchois. These two sections of Gemara will conclude opposite conclusions, Uchidim Esumon, as will be demonstrated with this note, with this house note, one house pointing upwards, and the second sugya indicating with a house inverted, with the point facing downwards, indicating a separate, an opposite conclusion by Hemshech, and that will be seen in the Gemara when you get to Amud Beis. So we turn to the first wide line of the Gemara here on Daf Nun Zayin. Gufo, Omar Rav, Tinok Ben Yomo Ose Yayin Esech. This was cited by the Gemara two lines above. Here the Gemara is now focusing on this halacha that a Tinok Ben Yomo, a one day old Gentile infant, is capable of Ose Yayin Esech, of making Yayin Esech. So we see that for the creation of Yayin Esech, no kavona is necessary. Eisve Rav Simi Bar Chio the Rav. We have a Tanaic source. There is a lot of information, an extensive amount of detail in this particular source. So, for our benefit, at least for the first run through of the Gemara, it's beneficial to see specifically where the problem arises in order to appreciate the solution the Gemara offers a bit later. So even before we learn the source, let's just see what we've emphasized with the markings. We have a dashed underlined section. It says Kitanim Ein Oisim Yayin Esech. This source indicates that minors, Kitanim, children, do not make Yayin Esech. And the Gemara, after the source, you can see where the frame section ends. The Gemara quotes that which is necessary. It says, Kotoni mias gedolim in, that adults, yes. Ketanim lo. Ketanim, minors, however, do not present a yayin nesech problem. So this represents a kasha on Rav. And that was indicated, of course, by the, at the beginning of the source, you noted a triangle with the point facing up. After the source, you'll see an inverted triangle, which there the Gemara says tirgamah. That means explain that which was stated in the source that ketanim ein oisin yayin nesech. That's abnei shvachos. That's talking about children of bondmaids, of maidservants that did not grow up amongst Gentiles, but a goy katan, a Gentile minor, is a different story, and that could posel, and therefore Rav's halacha would remain intact. The Gemara then will continue with further questions and answers. So let's now take the Gemara from the top, so to speak. The first wide line, after hearing Rav's din that a tinok ben yomo presents a problem, Eisvei Rav Simi bar Chiyo l'Rav, the following source. Halokeach avodim min ha'oivde kechovim shemolu velo tovlu. One who purchases slaves from Gentile owners, and these avodim went through Mila, they went through circumcision, but have not gone to the mikveh yet. Rashi points out that conversion does not set in unless there is Mila and Tevila. So you're dealing with people that have experienced only the circumcision and not the immersion in the mikveh. V'chein b'nei ha-shvachos shemolu v'lo tovlu. B'nei shvachos is a reference to children that were born from women, servants. They were born in a Jewish home. They did not grow up amongst Gentiles. This is in contrast with the case just before of purchase of slaves from Gentiles. Here, the B'nai Shvachos, these are children that were born in Jewish homes, born from maid servants that were circumcised but did not experience immersion in mikvah. Roikon umidroson bashuk tome v'amri lotar. Their roik, their saliva, midrosan, things they sit on, if the, let's say their saliva is found in a public place, tume, it can communicate tuma, even though it's in a public place. There is another area of tumas and taras that may be worth noting, that if there's a sofek tuma b'rishus harabim, an issue of doubt concerning tuma in a public place, we rule it's tahor. Here, we're not talking about a case of sofek tumah b'rishus harabim. We're talking about the presence of their saliva or things they sat on, like chairs or beds, mattresses, things they sat on in a public place. The first opinion here says tomei, that they are considered tomei. The Amri law, another opinion says tahor. Another halacha, yenon. Wine, their wine that they came into contact with. Gedolim oisin yayin nesech, adults would create yayin nesech. Adult, we can assume adult versions of the people we were just describing. Ketanim ein oisin yayin nesech. Minors, however, would not make yayin nesech. As far as ages are concerned, here we don't adopt the standard ages that we do when dealing with the Jewish people of above 13 or below 13, but rather elu v'elu hein gedolim v'elu hein ketanim. What is considered adult and what's considered minor? Gedolim is yoidin b'tiv avodas kechavim mishamshel. That's one who knows, is familiar, aware of idolatry and the different means of service. Mishamshel, the different service articles, service items in service of idols. Ketanim, Einam, Yoidim, Betiv, Avodis Kochavim, Mishamshel. The minors are those considered not by age, but knowledge, once again, those that are not familiar with idolatry and the different means of service. Kotoni Mihas, it says, however, in this source, Gedoilim in, only adults are capable of creating the INSF, and adults, we said, these are people that are determined to be Gedoilim through their awareness. Ketanim lo, however, minors or young ones are not a problem. Rav said that a one-day-old Gentile is capable of making Yayin Esach. This source seems to say not so. Answer. Tirgumah Abnei Shvachas. That which it said in this source that made a distinction between Gedolim and Ketanim, that distinction is relevant when dealing with the second category of person feature, the Bnei Shvachas. The Bnei Shvachas are an area in which one can be more lenient because they did not grow up, they did not grow in a Gentile environment. However, a Gentile minor, a Tinok Ben Yomo that's a Gentile, that would still be a problem. And hence Rav's position is maintained. The Gemara asks, how can you separate these two categories? Ha v'chein komar. In this source, you can see on the first line of the source a dashed underline word toward the end of the line. You notice the word v'chein. That word is a linking word, which means and likewise. So there is a category aleph, which we have called the lokeach avodim minoy v'kochavim, and category beis, the bnei hashvachas, they're linked together. So that whatever you say for one would apply to the other. They're linked together. How can you make a distinction? The Gemara answers, Aroikon umidrasan. The linkage is true, that's with regard to the first halacha mentioned after they are presented, namely the roik and medrash, the issue of their saliva and the things they rest on with regard to tumas, Tuma, as those things are concerned, but not, there's no linkage with regard to their wine contact. Ha nicha, this approach is okay, leman diomar tome, which states that their roke and medris, in fact, is tome. Rashi, by the way, as far as this Gemara is concerned, the Rashi that's relevant to this Gemara is found on Omid Beis as well. In fact, most of the Rashi on Nun Zayin Omid Beis is there to explain the Gemara still found on Nun Zayin Omid Aleph. So, if you look at the Rashi on the first narrow line on Nun Zayin Omid Beis, regarding the saliva and the resting items, hushvu b'nei hashvachos lavodim hanikhin min hashuk v'lo ayenom. The Gemara mentioned that the connection between the b'nei shvachos and the slaves purchased from Gentiles, that the connection between them is with regard to the roke and medris. So, is that connection a solid connection? The Gemara mentioned, and we're continuing with the Rashi on Amud Beis, Hanichol Amadetoni Tonmei. This works out well according to the opinion that says that the roke and medris of the Bnei Shvachos, in fact, is Tomei. It's Derech Lemisni V'chein Ashvachos Mishum Roikon Umidrosen Lashmin and Tomei. That just like the Ev Avodim Roke, the slaves purchased from Gentile, their saliva is Tomei, so too the saliva of the Bnei Hashvachas would be Tomei. Ewa Laman Detoni Tohor. Rashi goes on to say, but according to the opinion that says that the saliva is tohar, kevon de avodim tohar, once you say that the saliva of the slaves purchased from the Gentiles is tohar, then kol shekein abnei hashvachas, and certainly the saliva of the children that grew up in the Jewish homes would be tohar. The legabi yayin lo hushfu ahadodi, with regard to the wine, they're not compared to one another. The suri diayin nesech lav koi alayhu, and the restriction of the wine doesn't apply to them. This is, of course, what we said to defend Rav, that the b'nei shvachos wine contact does not result in prohibition. Then lomalei lemisninu b'hadodi, why are they taught together? Hachi iboyalei lemisni, the source should have taught the following: avodim shemolu v'lo tovlu, roikon tar, b'nei shvachos shemolu v'lo tovlu, yenom, their wine, gedolim, etc. In other words, if you tell me about the avodim, and you tell me that their roke is tohar, then there's no need to tell me about the b'nei shvachos and their roke. The only thing that you would have to teach me about the b'nei shvachos would be that their wine, the gedolim, create a problem and the ketanim don't. But it doesn't say it like that. Since it doesn't say it like that, the whole answer that we gave before in defense of Rav doesn't hold up. So let's go back to the Gemara on Omer Aleph. The Gemara says, Ha Nicha, we're looking at the point at which the triangle is pointing up. Ha Nicha, Leman de Omar Tomei. This answer that we give, that the Vechein, the linking word that links the Avodim to the B'nai Shvachos, and hence a defense of Rav, this works out well according to Lamando Martome, that the Roke and the Medris of these individuals, of the Avodim and the B'nai Shvachos, is Tome. Elo Lamando Martor, my Iko Lamemar. But according to the approach that says that the Roke of the Avodim that one buys from Gentiles is Tor, then how are you going to explain the presence of the word v'chein in the context of Rav? To go over this point, as far as the roke and medrash issue is concerned, the inclusion of the b'nei shvachos would not be necessary. Namely, if you say that the roke of the avodim is tohar, it goes without saying that the roke of the b'nei shvachos would be tohar. That doesn't even have to be mentioned. And as far as the wine is concerned, Rav would want you to believe that there is a difference between the Avodim and the B'nai Shvachos. Namely, that the Avodim do present a problem with regard to the wine, and the B'nai Shvachos do not present a problem with regard to the wine. So what will the role of V'chein play? Answer. Ho komash molon. The V'chein does the following. Avodim Dumyo de B'nai Shvachos, that there is room to compare the Avodim with regard to the B'nai Shvachos. Ma B'nai Shvachos Molu V'loi Tovlu Hu the Oisin Yayin Nesech Molu V'Tovlu Loi. Just like in the case of the B'nai Shvachos, if they didn't go through all of the conversion stages, they do create a Yayin Nesech problem. If they went through all of the stages, namely Molu V'Tovlu, then they don't present a problem. Af Avodim Kain. So too with regard to the Avodim. If they're Molu V'Tovlu, they would not present a Yayin Nesech problem. That's all fine and good if they're Molu V'Tovlu. However, if you're dealing with a Stam Goy Katon, your standard infant Gentile, he would present a Yayin Nesech problem. And by that, we are able to preserve Rav's teaching. Now, this whole conclusion is laufuki mid Rav Nachman amar Shmuel. This would be to the exclusion of Rav Nachman's opinion, the Omer Rav Nachman amar Shmuel. Halokeach avodim min oivdei kechavim. One who buys slaves from Gentiles. Afal pi shemolu v'tovlu, even if they went through all of the conversion stages, mila, circumcision, and mikveh, and tovlu, oisin yayin nesech, ad shetishka avodis kechavim mipihem. They still produce yayin nesech until the association with Gentiles is forgotten from them. In other words, since they come from a Gentile background, even if they went through the conversion stages, they still present a Yayin Nesech problem. Komash Malon Delo, Rav comes to tell me that if they went through Molu V'Tovlu, there is no problem. This, by the way, is easily seen with our markings. In other words, the contrast between these two opinions is seen through the dashed underlining. If you go up a mere three lines, you'll see Molu V'Tovlu Lo, whereby if they went through all the stages of conversion, circumcision, and mikveh, then lo, they do not present a problem. And this is in contrast with the dashed underline that we see just above our Gemara right now, where it said, Afal pisha molu v'tovlu oisin yayin nesef. As we go on in the Gemara, we now focus in on Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel's halacha. The content of the Gemara will essentially be the same as the entire sugya that we just concluded. There will be a back and forth, questions and answers, and a conclusion reached at the end of this particular back and forth, and the point of the conclusion in this upcoming Gemara will in fact result in an opposite conclusion to the Gemara we just had. In other words, what do we mean by that? In the Gemara we had till this point, we had a build-up, let us say, to exclude Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel. In the upcoming Gemara that opens up with a focus on Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel, the conclusion of the Gemara will be to the exclusion of Rav's din. It's almost a mirror image Gemara. Gufa. Four lines from the bottom. Omar Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel. Halokeach avodim min ha'ovdei kechavim. One who purchases slaves from Gentiles. Afal pi shemolu v'tovlu. Even though they've gone through all of the necessary conversion rituals, the circumcision and immersion in the mikveh, oisin yayin nesech, they are capable, or they still will create yayin nesech through their contact, ad shetishka v'zgachomim p'yem, until they forget their association with their past association with idolatry. V'kamo, how much time is required for them to achieve this point, that their association with idolatry is no longer made? Omar Rav Yeshua ben Levi, ad shneim osar chodesh, for a period of 12 months. In other words, if one bought slaves from Gentiles, even though the slaves themselves went through Mila and Tvila, for the next 12 months, if they have any contact with kosher wine, they will render it Yayin Nesef. Esve Rab Ola Rav Nachman. We present the following source. In fact, it's the same source as we saw above. This now is going to be raised as a kasha on Rav Nachman. How is this source a kasha on Rav Nachman? If one skips to the point in the Gemara on Amud Beis, immediately following the source, the Gemara quotes the problematic line as far as Rav Nachman is concerned. Let's do that together. Since we're already familiar with the source, the Gemara on the fifth line from the top of Amud Beis, the last word on line, Kotoni Mihas Molu Velo Tovlu. In this source, there was featured people who do make Yayin Nesech problems, but they were people who went through Mila without the Tvila. So it says in the source, Molu v'tavlu in, they are problematic. In means yes. Molu v'tavlu lo. We've dashed, underlined that expression, as you can see, on Omid Beis. Six lines from the top. Molu v'tavlu, if they went through all of the stages, they don't create a problem. What did Rav Nachman say about Molu v'tavlu? He said even if they went through Milo and Tvila, they still do create a problem. Let's now go through the entire source, once again, with our focus on Rav Nachman's halacha. The source begins. By the way, we also have a long question marking to indicate the length of the Gemara material that's pertinent to the question. This is seen on the immediate left-hand side of the Gemara text, a kuf that's encircled with a vertical dashed line. It, in effect, lasts till the line that we already skipped to and read on Omid Beis. So the Gemara says, Eisvei Rabba l'Rav Nachman halokeach avodim min ho'evdei kechavim shemolu v'lo tovlu. One who buys slaves from Gentiles that experienced only circumcision but not immersion in mikvah. V'chein b'nei hashfochos shemolu v'lo tovlu. And likewise, with regard to the children born from bondmaids that were in Jewish homes that went through Mila and not Tvila. Roikon umidrason bashuk tome fiamrilo tohor. Their saliva or beds, if in a public area, communicate tuma. Another version is tohar. They don't communicate tumah. Yenon, their contact with wine. G'doy l'moysin yayinesech, ketanem ein oysin yayinesech. Elu hen g'doylim, ve'elu hen ketanem. G'doylim she'yoydim b'tiv avodis l'chavim u'mshamshel. Ketanem she'ein yoydim b'tiv avodis l'chavim u'mshamshel. All of this we saw in the previous sugya. Kotani mihas, it does, however, say molu v'lo tovlu, that if they've gone through mila but not tvila, in they, and only then do they create a yayin nesech problem. Molu v'tovlu lo. However, if they've gone through both stages, circumcision and mikvah, they don't pose a problem. That is against Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said that even if they were molu v'tovlu, they do create a problem. By the way, with our markings, once again we've used the dash underline. In this case, you have to flip back and forth between Omid Aleph and Omid Beis. On Omid Aleph, three lines from the end of the Gemara, we dashed underline Shemolu v'tavlu oisin yayinesech. Here we've dashed underline Molu v'tavlu lo, that Molu v'tavlu don't create yayinesech. Tirgamal Abnei Shvachos. The defense for Rav Nachman is if you learn the source with regard to the Bnei Shvachos. In the case of the Bnei Shvachos, who grew up amongst the Yisrael, only them, if they were molu v'tavlu, then they're ein oisin yayin nesech. However, with regard to the avodim, molu v'tavlu does not help, doesn't prevent yayin nesech, and that is in accordance with Rav Nachman. Question: Ha v'chein kotoni? How can you make a distinction between Bnei Shvachos and Avodim when the source itself links the two groups together through the V'chein word? Gemara answers, Aroikon u'medrasan. They are linked together with regard to the halachas concerning the saliva and their beds and their communication of tuma. Ha nicho l'mador martome. This idea that they're linked together is fine according to the approach that says tome. We saw in the source itself, some versions say tome and some versions say tohar. So according to the version that says tome, we are telling you that the roik and the measures of the avodim communicates tuma, and the bnei shvachos as well. Elo leman diomar tohor ma'ikul amemar. However, if you say that the roik and the measures of the avodim is tohor, then it will be obvious that the roik and the measures of the bnei shvachos is certainly going to be tohor. They're less of a problem. I don't need to teach you v'chein with regard to the bnei shvachos on that count. And as far as Rav Nachman is concerned, he needs to see a distinction between the avodim and the bnei shvachos with regard to the yayin nesech. So he wouldn't want the word v'chein to be used in the context of the wine. So what am I going to say? What's the role of v'chein going to be? Answer: Ha komash molon. The v'chein has a role in the following context. Avodim dumya de bnei shvachos. There, we want to compare avodim to the bnei shvachos as follows: Ma bnei shvachos gedolim hu da'osin yayin nesech ketanim ein osin yayin nesech. With regard to the bnei shvachos, only if they are gedolim do they create a problem. If they're ketanim, if they're infants, if they're youth, they don't understand anything about yayin nesech or anything about idolatry. They don't pose a problem to begin with. Af avodim nami gedolim oisin yayin nesech ketanim ein oisin yayin nesech. As far as Rav Nachman is concerned, the same thing will apply to avodim, that only if they're gedolim do they present a problem, but if they're ketanim, they don't present a problem. Namely, according to Rav Nachman, if there's no kavona, there's no problem. La'afuke midarav, this is to the exclusion of Rav's approach. In other words, Rav Nachman's whole take on this topic is in contrast with Rav. D'yoma Rav, tinok ben yomo ose yayin nesech. Rav says that lack of intent doesn't alleviate the problem, because even a one-day-old infant could create yayin nesech. Komash molon, so this source, according to Rav Nachman, says below that a tinok ben yomo would not pose a problem. Once again, to the exclusion of Shitas Rav. Hahu uvda dehave b'mechuza. There was an incident in the town of Mechuza. Also oivik yichovim, ayel lechanus of Israel. A Gentile entered, ayel entered a store of a Jew. Omar lehu, the Gentile asked, is lehu chamro lezvuni? Do you have wine for sale? Omru le, they informed him, lo, we don't. Have a yosef chamro bedavlo. There was some wine sitting, located or sitting in a basin. Shadi be yodei. The Gentile cast his hand into the basin of wine. Shichshech be, and he stirred it or splattered it. Omar lehu, the Gentile said, Hai lav chamrahu, is this not wine? Shakle heich berischei shadye ledona. The Jew took the wine, and in his wrath he spilled it, or he cast it into a barrel. So, what do we have? We have a basin of wine that was stirred by the Gentile. The Jew, who seemed to be upset with the fact that the Gentile put his hand into the kosher wine, the Jew took this basin of wine and poured it into his barrel of kosher wine. Sharye Rava Lizvuni Le'ovdei Kechavim. Rava allowed the sale of the barrel of wine to Gentiles. Iflig alei Rav Huna bar Chinuna, Rav Huna brei de Rav Nachman. These two gentlemen, these two rabbis, Rav Huna and Rav Huna bar Chinuna, and another Rav Huna, but a different man, Rav Huna brei de Rav Nachman, disagreed with Rav and ruled stringently. Nafki shipurei de Rav v'sharu. there was an announcement that came forth. Shipuri literally is a shofar, but for our purposes it refers to an announcement from the domain of Rava came forth, indicating it's allowed. V'nafki shipuri de Rav Huna bar Chinuna of Rav Huna bar Rav Nachman the Asri. An announcement came forth from them that it is forbidden. Before we go further, or before we can go further, we have a note. It's accompanied by a star that you see in the inside margin. The Gemara had mentioned that Rava allowed the sale to Goyim. In other words, Rava seemed to say that as far as the barrel with this stirred kosher wine, stirred by the Gentile, mixed with the rest of the barrel, that the entire barrel can be sold off. You can't drink it, but you can sell it off and benefit from the money. The note indicates Benun Ches Amud Aleph. That means on the next Omer of Gemara, Rava Choser Bo Beikvois Kushyosov Shalabai. Rava will back out of what he rules over here as a result of questions that Abaye raises on Rava's approach. So we will see that Rava changes his opinion, and as a result of that, things will change in the Gemara. At this point, however, we are essentially in the middle of a discussion, but since we've ended the daf, we will conclude our shiur for today at this point.